Good morning. Thanks, Helmut, for that generous introduction. It's a joy for my wife, Mardell, and I to be with you again. In this first part of my presentation, I'll be talking about the power of symbols and Angkor Wat. We're accustomed to using symbols to explain, to point to, something very big. For example, the cross in Christianity, the swastika in Nazism, and yin and yang for balance in Taoism. Please look at slide one. I had an opportunity to reflect on this 6 years ago, when Mardell and I visited Cambodia in Southeast Asia to see the famed Angkor Wat, to try to see what it symbolized in Hindu religion and why it was important to the 12th century Khmer people of Cambodia, and to wonder what symbols we as UUs have that could parallel the importance of Angkor Wat. Angkor Wat, an eighth wonder of the world, built by the Khmer kings in the 12th century, is unrivaled. It's said that its mightiness and magnificence bespeak a pomp and a luxury surpassing that of a pharaoh. It's one of the finest monuments in the world. And Angkor Wat is enormously important to the people of Cambodia as a monument to the past greatness of the Khmer people, as a source of inspiration and hope in a highly uncertain future, and economically as the country's primary tourist attraction. Yet I puzzled over what to make of it, because Angkor Wat is essentially an empty shell, all that's left of a reality of centuries ago, raising the question for me, what was that reality? The answer, I think, is that temples like Angkor Wat, at the center of a civilization, were powerful, both economically and as a source of unifying, at least of keeping people together, of binding them, or at least of preventing revolt. And thus, Angkor Wat, as the glue to help hold things together, would be expected to provide Hindu mythology's best stories, best answers to the big questions of life. Religious questions like, what's the center, the meaning of it all? How ultimately did everything, good things, bad things, come about? And how ought we to live? Big questions. And Angkor Wat had the answers, with stories embedded in its very structure and its many stone carvings. Please look at slide two. The structure of Angkor Wat represents a mountain, but not just any mountain. It's Mount Meru, a golden sacred mountain that Hindus believed supported the heavens and the gods and lay at the center of the universe. So thus Angkor Wat is the symbol for the center of everything, the meaning of everything. The many carvings in the walls of Angkor Wat depict stories. Two of these stories in particular seemed very important to me, a creation story and a story of how to live. Please look at slide three. The carving of their creation story, of the churning of the ocean of milk, is on the eastern wall, where you see a huge cord in the shape of a serpent, which acts as a stirring instrument used by gods and demons to turn a mountain and thus churn the ocean of milk in which it sits. As the ocean of milk is churned, it generates, recovers the good things, the treasures of life, immortality, prosperity, and loveliness. Loveliness, of course, in the shape of maidens, thousands of whom adorn the walls of Angkor Wat. So that's Angkor Wat's Hindu story of creation, through a churning lasting 1,000 years, the chaos of the ocean gives rise to all of life's blessings. Please look at slide four. The carving of Angkor Wat's story of what we must do in the Battle of Kurukshetra is on the western wall. It features Arjuna, the commander on one side of the battle, who does not want to fight, because on the other side of the battle are his relatives, his cousins. But as the god Krishna, his charioteer, reminds him, he is of the warrior caste, and fighting is his station in life, his duty. And that, says Hinduism, is how we ought to live, what we must do. We must fulfill our station in life. We must do our duty. Please look at slide 5. And those three stories, symbols of Mount Meru as the center of it all, of God and demons working together in their creation story to bring about all that exists, and of duty as the way one ought to live, provided glue to bind the ancient Hindu Khmers together. It made me wonder what symbols we, as UUs, have that could parallel the importance of Angkor Wat, which I'll get to in part 2 of this presentation. Before I proceed to part 2 of my presentation, we'll listen to the responsive reading written by Sophia Leon Faz, read by Helmut and Marilyn.